We're going to turn now to another religious community in the United States. Kat Chow of NPR's Code Switch team reports on a camp that draws 100 kids from all across the country who are part of the Sikh religion.
In a Maryland suburb not far from D.C., the Guru Hari Krishnan Institute of Sikh Studies is in this wooded park studded with cabins. Some campers are crowded into a room playing traditional Sikh instruments. And over in the camp's mess hall, some of the younger campers are getting ready to play Jeopardy, Sikh Jeopardy.
Put your fingers on your buzzer, let's test the buzzers first so that you cannot complain that your buzzer was open.
That voice telling the campers to test their Jeopardy buzzers, that's the camp director, Gurdeep Singh, or Gurdeep Uncle, as the kids call him. He started the camp 23 years ago to help young people learn more about the Sikh religion. The religion itself was founded by Guru Nanak. It comes from the Punjab region of South Asia. These days, there are more than 25 million people in the world who practice this monotheistic religion, making it the fifth largest religion in the world. In the U.S., there are about 500,000 people who follow it. And one of the ways Singh tries to teach the kids about facts like this is through a game.
Who is the spiritual mother of all Sikhs?
Mata Saibkar.
Mata Saibkar is correct.
Singh wants camp to be a comfortable environment that's not so prescriptive, where kids are allowed to question their faith.
They ask a lot of questions. They want to know facts. They want to be convinced. They cannot blindly follow anything. And when they come to these camps, those questions are answered.
The campers aren't just asking questions about their religion. They're asking what it's like to live in America practicing it. One big topic that comes up here is bullying. According to the Sikh Coalition, more than half of Sikh kids are bullied in school. In 2012 and 2013, the nonprofit surveyed hundreds of Sikh kids in four states. It also found that 67% of Sikh kids who wore turbans reported being bullied in school. Rucha Kaur is the community development director at the Sikh Coalition, and she was asked to run some trainings at the camp. In one of those trainings, Kaur asks the kids to close their eyes.
Tell me how many of you have been bullied in school. Raise your hands.
A dozen or so kids, ages six and a little older, sit in front of a fan. A few raise their hands. Some try to peek around to sneak a glance at their friends. Kaur knows from personal experience that if you're Sikh, there's a good chance you've been bullied. And for Kaur, one of the ways to fight bullying comes from the Sikh religion itself.
You're a Sikh. What are we taught as Sikhs? Are we taught to be kind?
Yes.
Are we taught to stand up for people who can't help themselves?
Yeah.
Bhagat Singh has been going to this camp for six or so years. Now he's 13.
If someone calls you like Aladdin, Bin Laden, or something racist, you have to ignore and move on. All these small things will happen to you.
Singh says he thinks every single one of the kids at camp has been bullied, but camps like this can help them work through these issues together. His little brother also goes to this camp, and their mom, when she was a teenager, she went too.
We're special.
That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I love it. Love being Sikh. Makes me feel like I'm like the cool one out of everyone at my school.
Singh says this camp and being around other kids like him, it makes him feel like nobody can stop him. Kat Chow, NPR News, Rockville, Maryland.